Welcome to Mini Dharma Talk Mondays on the Living Life on Purpose podcast with your host, Michael Mukunda Chandra Kohan, the founder of YourWellnessYogi.com and the Living Life on Purpose community. The Living Life on Purpose podcast is a show dedicated to inspiring people to achieve their goals and live their dreams to their highest potential. Life is short. Learn to live it on purpose. Inside all of us is a powerful spark of the divine, and yet as life's challenges grind and wear us down, many of us forget that inner spark. However, that spark never leaves us, and if we stray too far from it, we will be unhappy in our life. At Your Wellness Yogi and the Living Life on Purpose community, we are dedicated to helping you discover that inner spark in life. We offer a variety of life coaching packages that meet your needs and budget. We have group coaching, monthly mindfulness mastermind calls, and one-to-one coaching. Get started today and take advantage of our two free personal one-to-one coaching conversations by taking the Circle of Life quiz, a free life assessment tool that helps you reveal the big picture of your true dreams and paves the road for real personalized action plan to take control of your life. Visit yourwellnessyogi.com/life. Before we get started, I wanted to ask you a favor, to write us an honest review of our podcast. By writing us a review, you will help raise our profile so more people can find us on iTunes. Visit yourwellnessyogi.com/podcast and click on subscribe to open up in iTunes and write us a review. You can also write us a review on your device as you listen to the show by opening up the podcast app. Thank you and enjoy this week's episode, and I appreciate you listening. Being thankful to someone and showing them how grateful you are may seem like a small thing, but it can have a massive impact on someone's life. Can you imagine a world where everyone was grateful for the things that were done for them? Even a simple act of kindness, like a smile, for example, could brighten someone's day and make them feel like they want to help again in the future. You can make your life and the world better by expressing your gratitude. Try these simple ways to express gratitude. Send a note saying thank you. Sometimes it's nice to read about how thankful a person is. Taking the time to write something down rather than just sending a text message makes it more personal too. Give them a hug. You can only do this where appropriate, but if you're feeling grateful about something, it's okay to give your family or close friend a hug. Of course, not everyone will be receptive of a hug, so ensure that you know how they're going to react beforehand. Offer a free favor. Even if it is something small, do something nice for someone without expecting anything in return. Think of what the person wants or needs and do your best to help them, even if it's just something like making a cup of coffee or doing a small chore. Actions speak louder than words, and this simple act will show how grateful you are. Give a little gift. A bouquet of flowers or a box of chocolate won't cost much, but the act of giving them shows that you've thought about the person and that you are grateful for what they do for you. Be happy for their achievements. Show someone how pleased you are with their achievement. A nice handwritten card or some flowers would be a nice thought. Write a list. This will only take 5 to 10 minutes, but will show just how much you care. Sit down with a pen and paper and make a list of 10 or more things that you love about someone. Mention the things that they do for you that you are grateful for and send that list to them. Give them public acknowledgement. Not everyone will love being made a fuss of in public, but for some people, public praise would be appreciated. This works especially well if you're the boss and those you wish to offer gratitude are your employees. Just be there. Always be available for those you care about, even when things are not going well for you. When you're supportive of others, you are showing how much you care and that you're grateful for the times they were there to support you.
Surprise them with kindness. This works especially well with your partner. Surprise them with a lovely dinner or clean the house when they're going out shopping. These simple tasks will mean a lot to someone, especially if they are busy or stressed with very little spare time. Look for the good in every situation. You may not always feel grateful for the things that are going on in your life, especially if you feel as though you're going in the wrong direction. However, now is the time to be most grateful. Look for those little things that are going right for you. Focus on these positives and be grateful for them. They can help take your mind off any negatives. Notice the little things that others do for you, even in unpleasant situations. Let them know that they make a positive difference.
Thank you for listening to the Living Life on Purpose podcast. I hope you enjoyed this episode. Please subscribe to our show in iTunes and write us a review. By writing us a review, you will help raise our profile so more people can find us on iTunes. Links to our sponsors and other tools can be found in our show notes, along with other useful information. For more information on our yoga and coaching classes, please visit our website at yourwellnessyogi.com and please sign up for our newsletter. Life is short. Learn to live it on purpose.